Hello and welcome to the Supernatural Quest. Because you're super and it's natural, and it's essential that you find the time in your mind to make space for those places where you like to dream, where you like to touch reality on more than just one dimension, more than just tasting and touching and seeing and feeling and hearing. You want to experience it on the metaphysical level. So, with that in mind, our purpose for this segment of the Supernatural Quest, the purpose is for you to know how to discern which thoughts empower you, which thoughts devour you, which thoughts give you the foundational creation that is purposeful to your life. So let's begin. Take a breath. Close your eyes. And as you begin to meditate or mediate, or what we call meditate, you will begin to look at the back of your eyelids. Being in touch with yourself is fundamental. Essentially, the purpose that you were placed inside of your body for, to gain that power over your conscious mind, discipline, and your subconscious mind, focus. So as you bring yourself to center, you're going to stand up, eyes open or closed, because you're in contact with your inner self now, and say to this inner self, the innate self, self, show me what a yes feels like. And you're going to discover your body will go forward or slightly to the right. You'll either lean into it or slightly feel yourself move to one side. If you feel that you are going backwards or to the left, that's a possibility that you might have an attachment. And the attachment that comes from being in the subconscious, where you have an unlimited amount of space and an unlimited amount of energy, what we call that PK. So what you do, if you're getting an adverse effect, saying, if I say go forward and you go backwards, I want you to then take that moment and say to yourself, I choose to be free of any energies less than love, less than light, less than beneficial, period. And if you are that, then you're trespassing. I claim my space. And then ask yourself again, show me a yes, you should go forward or to the right. And then show me a no, and you will go and lean backwards or to the left for a no. It's imperative that you have a clear yes and a clear no. It's imperative that these answers be accurate, because we're going to discuss the absolute energy that exists between space and time, between the spaces, between our conscious and our subconscious, that nanoparticle that exists between the molecules and the particles that lie within our universe. And that's right. When you close your eyes and go into the super universe, you are experiencing the energy that all that has ever been or will ever be. You will be experiencing energy as it is and always will be. Because you see, it's only in the dimensional world. As you look around, you see 3D, 1 through 9 dimensions. As you look around, you're seeing a reflection, an image of the infinite, or what we call the super universe. And in knowing this, you're able to understand that you are in this reality, in this dimension, versus of it. You are of the stardust that glitters in the atmosphere to nourish the nervous system of this universe. This universe is called the Milky Way. This whole galaxy, as we move into the Aquarian energy, is the Milky Way. This milk is sweet. This milk is loving. This milk is supplied to us by the Mother, the Galactic Mother, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C. That's lactic. G-A-L, gal, lactic. Earth is a female. Yes, men are a gift. That means that men just have to be present with your mind, your body, and your spirit. Just be present. And when you're present, then you are the gift. You are the present. You are exactly who you are supposed to be, who you should be. Learning and living and loving your life, because life is the remedy. You might say, no, no, V, it's this, it's that, it's A, it's B, it's C. Guess what? It's all of it and none of it. As a physical being, the dimensions give you your sensory perception. Some might say perception or rejection or suspection. Making up words now. I love to do that. So, you know that what your five senses perceive, you can very easily project that into what you think you see or perceive. But remember, you can only see what your mind has an imagination to see. If you can't imagine it, you will not see it. That's a fact. It's even said when the natives, historically, when Columbus sailed in, that they couldn't see the ship. They saw the little ship that brought them to shore. And the natives were like, oh my God, where did you come from? You just rode in on the sea on that tiny, tiny boat? And he said, no, can't you see our skiffer? It's, you know, see the four masts. It's a huge vessel. And they're like, no. And so when they started to describe it, the sheets are like your cloth. They're big sheets on four big masts. And they have lines like your cord attaching them. And it's like this, but it's only as big as half of this area. Then they could see it. So when we close our eyes, when you first close your eyes to meditate or meditate, imagine yourself in a meadow. When you first close your eyes, you might experience empty space. You might see like a blank screen. And again, if you listen to part 1 through 5-ish on the innate love, we discussed about several times about how to go within, to be in contact with your innate self, with your original mate, your true twin is within. So, in working with your meditation mode, by closing your eyes, looking directly at the back of your eyelids, do not shift your eyes back and forth, even if you see something move. The point is to learn to strengthen your peripheral attention. Just like you're driving a vehicle, you'll see things moving on each side, but you do not stare at it. As you're looking forward, you can see in the rear view mirror and peripherally see in the side view mirrors, and you are going forward. With that in mind, this is the same way you're going to drive the vehicle that you occupy right now, your mind, body, spirit. That's a trinity, your trinary body, your subtle body. You're going to be in that zone, enabling yourself to travel in your vehicle, your Merkaba. Mer, from Mercury, your mind. Ka, yeah, kind of like Pak the Ka. Your Ka is your body. It is the physical vehicle that transports your Mer and your Ba. Now, your Ba is your spirit. Your spirit is like your Chi. Chi is everywhere. PK, potential energy, it's everywhere. It's whole, it's spirit, it's everywhere. So your Merkaba is your energy vehicle that lives within your physical vehicle. And your physical vehicle is the Ba. But first, you must learn to train and focus your mind. And then your body will follow your mind. And once your mind and your body are aligned, then your Chi, your energy, your Ki, your potential kinetic energy will increase. When you have that alignment. So with that in mind, being in a center, if you will, that Holy Trinity, that wholeness, then you are able to guide yourself into new levels of awareness. You're able to see and cleanse and clear your energy field or all those obstacles that might prevent you from living your ultimate life. With that in mind, you are consciously always aware that it's there, like driving your vehicle. Some people drive in their life looking through their rearview mirror, and they're afraid to go forward. They have get anxiety and anxious. You can't live your life looking at what was behind you. You cannot even live your life looking in your rear side view mirrors at who's beside of you. Not to be a profiler, that you're looking straight ahead all the time and not aware of your surroundings. But what you are doing is being aware of who you are and what you're thinking and what you're doing, which is imperative on this trip and this planet for all time's sake. So with that in mind, your mind is constantly the mercurial element that is constantly flowing and constantly like a river moving, rounding the edges of the jaggedness in your mind. And you're going to find jagged edges in your mind. It's natural. It's normal. So those are the rocks that are on the side of your riverbanks, the edges, that stone feeling, that stone awareness, that sort of inanimate feeling. And as the river of love, the river of life, as it flows over and through and around these rocks, you too will find yourself more smoothly flowing, more effortlessly and easily glowing. So wherever you go, you are your own light, BYOH. You bring your own heaven, and you are without expectation. But back to our original creation, understanding how we are able to discern when it's real and when it's less than loving, less than real. And that is through leaning into it. And this procedure, this is a form of muscle testing. There's several ways of muscle testing the vehicle. One of the ancient ways would be what we call divining or dowsing. And these are done with L rods. You can take a piece of metal, put your hand in the grip, take your pliers, bend it right there, cut it off at what? I don't know, 6 or 7, 8 inches, whatever is the length that you feel the balance in your hand. Some people like them shorter, some people like them longer, and you can do two, and you can hold them both, and they'll cross. When you ask for a yes, they will usually cross. For instance, they were used for finding water, and some people use what they called a water witch, and that's a particular type of tree, and you have the Y shape. You hold the Y part in your hands, and the straight edge, and it will find the water. That's a form of dowsing. There's a movie called The Diviner with Russell Crowe, and it was a spectacular movie. Another form would be using the pendulum. Some people also will be using the kinetic power through their fingers. They call that muscle testing with your arm, where you hold your arm out and you place one hand on the arm and one hand on the shoulder and gently tell the body, show me a yes and it'll stay strong, show me a no and it will dissolve into weakness. That's one form. However, I prefer the leaning technique because that way you are avoiding just using certain muscle groups and this will empower the whole body. For now, let's just focus on one. And that one will be body testing, leaning in method. Okay? So, like I said, what I like to do is I'll ask several different questions. Eyes open or closed, whichever is comfortable, in a place where you can have your privacy and you're not being interfered with any distractions. So what you'll do, what I like to do, first of all, is getting a yes and no, and I'll ask at least 3 questions, maybe 4, that I know the answer. So I might say I'm 6'7". If I get a yes, I know that's totally inaccurate. So, and I'll tell that spirit energy, whatever's attached, you're trespassing, thank you, but no thank you. And it will move along. Then the next question I might say is, say that my name is, you know, Zella with a Z. I'm Z. If it says no, that's correct. I'm a V. Then I'll ask it, my eyes are deep, deep brown. If it says yes, then I'll know it's attached, because you've got to realize attachments do not know the difference. They have no idea where they're at. They have zero idea who they're attached to. They have no idea who you are. They were just traveling in the dimensional world highways. You have an upper and a lower to all the dimensions. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the main thing is that you realize is that we do have a dimensional space. It does exist. It is a super universe. So let's get our Merkaba in shape. Let's get our mind, body, spirit united so that we can detect when we are into something that's good for us or something that's less than good for us. You know, maybe it's a soul trap. Maybe it's a time loop. Maybe it's just a distraction. Okay, so back to asking at least 3 to 4 questions that you know the answer to. And before you start asking real questions, like, oh, do I need more protein? And is it time for me to drink more water? And am I on the right life path? You know, those essentials. So we want to make sure that we're getting the correct answers, because if you have a spiritual attachment, and for those of you, there's an ancient book that I read aeons ago that it is called The Unquiet Dead by Dr. Edith Fiort. And in it, it's a wonderful expose of questions to ask. And if you have these things happening to you, you might have an attachment. If you're distracted easy, if you lose your train of thought, if you are always on the wrong path and can't figure out why you're always doing something, you might have an attachment. In fact, it's got a lot of questions like that, that you would stop and say, well, hey, sometimes that does happen. Well, you might have picked up an attachment. And let me tell you, not everybody, when they leave this planet, when they pass away or die or transform, they do not always, quote, go to heaven, to a safe place where they can hang out and just eat heavenly food all day and hang out with their friends. Not really. There are some people that when they leave, they're in pain, they're in fear, they're confused, they are distracted and tormented. And they do not know where to go. They will not follow any light. They will not allow themselves to be magnetically attracted to their light family. No. Instead, they will reject it. And they will look for other sources of energy, other sources of light, other sources of familiarity. They might hang around their favorite restaurant, their favorite mall, their favorite shopping cart area, their favorite game, their favorite computer, you name it. Yes, they will hang out. And when they attach, it might be a slight fatigue. It might be a slight, oh, that was a pain in my neck, or oh, that was a bump in my hip, or oh, what gouged me in the tummy. That's right. Hooks and cords, looking for food. But people, most of us are unaware of these subtleties. And I'm a recovering empath myself. So that means I have a tendency to feel everybody's pain and anguish. So I had to learn very early how to stop that. And in fact, if you like, we might very well do the next part on empathy and sympathy and compassion and how to keep your energy body clear in that mental capacity. But for right now, let's just talk about getting a yes and a no. Let's just talk about making sure our energy body is free from attachments, free from distractions, free from anything that would keep us from being united in our mind and our body and our spirit. Because when you're at one, you're in your divine design. When you're in your divine design, then you are empowered with the force, with the Holy Spirit. And only you can unplug yourself or allow yourself to be so distracted that you're unaware that you're distracted. So let's return back to the main subject of self-discovery, of looking at what we require to be able to discern what's good for us, what's for our highest good and our best benefit. Now learn to remember these words. There's two phrases I want you to learn. One of them is, I'm testing myself for what is for the highest good and the best benefit. It might be, do I eat this food? Do I buy that house? Do I go on this trip? It might be as simple as, do I go to bed early and get 8 hours of sleep? Or do I change my alarm and give myself a full 10? It could be that simple. I want you to begin talking to you. I want you to have an innate relationship with that part of you that you were born to love and know, that part of you that has everything you've ever needed or ever wanted right there within. It's all within. We were born that way, God-given. Our natural spiritual blueprint. We just have to choose to use that energy, that knowledge, that wisdom. And that's something else we're going to be talking about, having knowledge without wisdom. Because without wisdom, knowledge becomes a tree of good and evil. And I think the old saying goes, if you eat of that tree, you will surely, surely lose the dimension you're living in. Returning to our leaning into, acknowledging and knowing and saying hello to our inner self. And do it often. Look in the mirror, brushing your teeth. Hello, I love you. Hello, I want to know you above all else. For the highest good and the best benefit, every question, every answer must give you that. Yes and no's. And you don't abuse it by asking things like, what's the stock market? Who's going to win the game? If you abuse that, that's called knowledge. That is not wisdom. Wisdom says these tools are for helping, healing, loving, growing, glowing. Are you with me? All right. So let's leave all the knowledge alone. Go straight to the wisdom. So the wisdom is, when you feel that you have an attachment, when you feel that somebody has hooked or corded you, be it a living or a deceased, the living can hook and cord you just as quickly. Okay? It's that fatigue around somebody. It's that sudden, I'm hungry, and you're not. You've just eaten. It's that sudden feeling of, I think I need to go and sit. All of a sudden, when you're full of energy, boom. That's the vampire syndrome. We'll get around to that. But what I want you to remember is this. Whenever you feel these energies, you just say, I forgive you, you forgive me, I choose peace. Those words will completely sever the cords and the hooks, the attachments, the distractions, because choosing peace, you're choosing to be neutral. I choose to not to be in it or of it. I choose to be neutral. In my own space and time. That you're guaranteed. So, with this in mind, work, practice, learn to discern, get your energies to discern. I know when I'm in the market, I can think about eating something or choosing from a particular group of fruits, vegetables, and if my mind thinks about it, my body leans into it, I know, oh, you want this. This is good to eat. This is healthy. If I look at it, even if it looks healthy, and I lean backwards or I feel myself sway a little, I'm like, okay, we'll leave that alone for now. Either I do not need it or it is something on it that is unhealthy for me. This is how important it is in making the decisions that affect not only you, your mind, but you, your body, you, your spirit and soul. That's how important it is for you to know thyself, to have the spiritual tools to be able to discern what you need to learn and what will burn. Because if you don't learn, you will burn. You know that. You know that. I'm being honest with you. Because I love you. Because we, together, are one. Many bodies, but of one spiritual mind. And that Christ body, that energy body, that light body, it's within all of us. Practice so that you get... Because you can influence it. If you want something enough, with enough desire, you can make your body say yes. You can make your body say no. Remember that. You have that power. So even when you're testing yourself, you can ask, am I influencing this? Is my ego influencing this answer? See how easy? See how simple? This is how we keep ourselves in check. We meditate. Keep it cleansed and cleared. If you don't see nothing, just look straight ahead. Eventually, you'll see the daylight there. Until then, cleanse yourself. You're sitting in your vehicle. Go peripheral. Look all the way around. See what's around you. See where you're driving in this highway of life. Okay? And as you do, as you meditate, as you say the words, your affirmations, keep your energy field clear, your at-one-ment, mind, body, spirit, you will shift through the dimensions at light speed and enjoy the lessons. With that in mind, we want to stay in our right mind. We want to stay focused. We want to keep our spiritual tool bag full. So for now, remembering, it's all innate. Take care, be well, and we will return as soon as possible.